Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 45. Today is Saturday, November 26, 2016. You know, it's a month till Christmas.
Shh!
What the? Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It's a month till Christmas.
It is the 27th. That's exactly right. Thanks, Mark. But I got distracted by the fact that, like, Christmas is now 4 weeks away. Anyway, hi, I'm Lita, and that's Mark, who's our guest, and I'll get to him in a minute. But the other one is Stone, right there, who's shaking his head at me and is like, what are you doing?
It's funny that I have grumble written down here, and it's almost like I knew you were going to do something. Like that.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. How are you, Stone?
Oh, I'm good.
Nicely clean shaven. Very nice.
Smooth like a baby's weird. Bottom.
What? I'm so used to you having a beard. It's just a bit. Yeah. Get a pen, but anyway.
I can start coloring it in.
Oh, no. Let the boys do that. That would be very interesting watching.
No.
But anyway.
I could stream that. That would be funny. That would be funny for our last episode of the year.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. But anyway, we have got Marg here this week. So, hey, Margathan!
Thank you for coming,
Marg. Thank you for coming and staying up at ridiculous times and all of that good stuff. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
You're awake.
Yeah, well, I was up early this morning, so...
Yes, you've had a long day, apparently. So, yeah.
You're on hour 21, right? Yeah. You've been up at 3 a.m.?
Yeah,
good Lord.
I was up at 3, at work at 4.
Oh, no thank you.
Ouch. Yeah, no, that's amazing. But thank you. Thank you for sitting down and coming and having a chat with us again. We do appreciate it. So... there's a few things that have happened since the last time we've chatted with you, actually.
A few?
So,
couple things.
Well, yeah, just a couple. Just a couple things.
Well,
the expansion came out. And you've done something,
Mark,
not with one tune, but with, like, two tunes. It's, crazy. You've been so busy. So tell us about what you've been up to.
Well, just in general, or iron related?
Everything, whatever you'd like to tell us.
Yeah, since the last time we spoke, the expansion was out for a week, wasn't it?
Yep.
So we're talking about that. Yeah. I've just basically been leveling my characters, my normal characters.
Mm-hmm.
I've been raiding. I wasn't going to raid this expansion, but I've just been pulled straight back into it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're on mythic scenarios at the moment, so got him down to 35%.
Oh,
cool.
So we should do him on Monday, if not next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, just keeping up with that AP train, getting my artifact power.
And you never got banned, right? Because you weren't part of that whole thing?
No.
Good.
No, I wasn't part of that. I didn't even know about it, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I only found out about that. I think Asmongold was going on about it on one of his YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it. I wouldn't have had time to do it anyway. I would have been at work.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing. But yeah, I wouldn't have even thought of known about it until someone said that you know, people got banned. I was like,
made me laugh is they're only banned for a day, so
and
they probably got about a week's worth of AP out of it, so
they got, well, from what I heard, that they had actually reversed the power back out, and the bands had actually ranged from a day to I'm gonna say a week, but it depended on how much they actually did. But
yeah, anyway, I think I was saying upwards of, I think some people got about 1.5 million AP out of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is which, depending on how much artifact knowledge you've got, is about a week.
Yeah. Okay. Crazy.
But there's something else that you did that, you know, you're the first person to hit 110 from the EU. And you're also now I'm a four-time Iron champion now, twice now in Legion. Yeah. There we go.
And actually, tomorrow, 28th of November 2015 was the first time I ever played an Iron character. So that'll be my year's anniversary.
Wow. Okay. What are you doing anything special? Gonna make another
I might kill off another one of my characters.
Oh Jesus.
It's I killed off my shaman 3 days ago.
Oh no.
61, yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I should know these things, but they, with all these changes they do with talents and moving them around. Usually with enhancement shaman you'd have instant three healing surges, but I think they moved that up to level 64, I think it is. And I saw a treasure chest in Zangamarsh around the Naga. I was like, oh, I'll go and get that. There was only one male Naga sitting on it, so I thought, I'll get that easy. So I started hitting him. I was like, where's my healing surge? And yeah, he killed me.
Oh man. Ow.
So, yeah, greedy. I was being greedy.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I don't know. It still would have been cool if you could be the first shaman, because we've never had any shaman. Anything. That would be awesome.
So yeah, I got killed 3 days ago. It hurt, but I'm at that stage now where you level so many characters and, you know, get to max level. When you die now, it's just, you're just numb to it now. You're just like, oh well.
Oh,
and just get on with it.
I wish I could take some of that.
Well, I used to go and cry in my cupboard, but I don't do it anymore.
That's right.
I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Are you working on another? Like, have you got another iron up the ranks?
It's like the last time I was on, I don't know if you remember, because one of my challenges for myself, I don't know if you remember, was try and get a level 100 of every class.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was doing it at the time. I've got my mage up to 65, and my next one was my shaman, because I do them in blocks. I do like 5 levels, and then I'll get on to the next one, get up to 65, get on to the next one, up to 65.
Okay.
I got my mage to 65, and then I went on my shaman, and I was leveling around Zangamarsh, and I died. So yeah, I've got them all up to 60.
Oh wow!
So
that's awesome.
But now I've got to do another shaman. So, I mean, I don't know how long it will take me. It could take me 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll try and do it. I just haven't got the time anymore.
Yeah.
Because when I started doing it, I didn't work. I was a stay-at-home dad. But both the kids are at full-time school now, so I work, and I really just don't have the time. What with raiding and keeping up with my AP on my main and all the other things I've got to do, I really don't get the time to play as much high as I used to.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough, because real life certainly has an impact in, you know, everything that we do, and playing a game, so, you know, is part of that. So, but that's good that you've got your goals still, and you know, we're excited for you that you did so well at 63 It's a damn shame about stupid Nagas and all of that. But
those Nagas.
The Naga wasn't the problem. The problem is when you play so many different characters, you get mixed up and you have to keep up with all the changes. And that's what killed is I didn't know that they'd moved the instant healing surge with the Maelstrom from to, I think it's level 63 they moved it to. And I was 61. So, yeah. And I was trying to healing surge instant. And I was like, "Where's it gone?
Where's it?
Why aren't I healing?"
I was on. I can't remember which tune I was on. And the same thing. I was like, the icon was there in my bar, and I'm looking. I think it was my druid, my bloodthirsty, and I was like, killed something. I don't know, Scorpid or something in Desolus. And I was like, why is my heal? It's not. Why is it not here? But thankfully, I only got down to probably about 40% health before I killed it. But yeah, I understand that frustration because it was there. It was there. Damn it! It's on my bar. So yes. And how's with getting back into raiding?
Yeah.
Cool. So
yeah,
that
I do enjoy the raiding.
You do.
I play Holy Priest. And Holy Priest have been in a bad place for what is it? It's been about 3 expansions now since Wrath. And I've always played Holy Priest. I've never gone to the dark side. Played Disc. I refuse. I just see him as a healing class that you just don't use any brain power at all. That has changed recently. I mean, they have changed Disc up a little bit. Holy Priest is in a real good place at the moment, and I'm really enjoying it.
Okay. Nice.
Topping the healing meets.
And so how far through which raid are you in?
Emerald Nightmare. On Mythic Scenarios.
Right.
We got him down to 35% on Thursday.
He should go
down on Monday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Second to last boss in there. And apparently Xavius Mythic is actually easier.
He's supposed to be easier over all the raids. And...
Well, what it is, I think it's because Xavius, he doesn't have any extra sort of mythic ability.
Yeah.
He's just scaled up.
Okay.
Everything hits harder, everything, you know.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But when I think the world first Xavius kill, I mean, they did it in like 850 gear.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that stuff.
Great. Yeah, I don't know. They're just great players, aren't they? But we're all in 890 gear now. Yeah. So it's like as soon as we get to Xavius, he's down. So and then we'll probably move on to Trials of Valor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Well, congratulations and good luck this week. Sounds like it's going really well, considering
it's a really, really great raid. I'm not bored of it yet.
Nice. And obviously you've got a good team, so
it's a great team. No. It is a great team. Great. Nice. Great raid leader as well.
Oh, good. Very cool. All right. Anything else that you've done this week that you want to share?
No. Like I said, I haven't really been doing much iron stuff. I just don't have the time this week.
No.
I've just been logging in doing the daily.
Dailies,
Yeah, just the daily for the the 12 years celebration.
Oh yeah, the trivia question. Yeah.
I just log in all my characters, just do the daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Well, cool. Excellent. All right. Well, I will tell you what I've done this week. And I played an iron. Woo!
Really?
It was very exciting. Yeah, I did.
Red Ridge.
I played my iron over on Wormrest, and I did not die. So yay, that was a bonus. She was 22 when I logged into her. So I was going to go play my big hunter, but I decided I would start small just to get the feel, because I haven't really played hunters this expansion because I've been on my warlock. So I was like, okay, I'll play my, you know, one of the baby ones and just get back into the feel of what I'm doing, just so I don't make any, you know, and do anything stupid, or if I die, at least I can be like, ah, okay, well, I didn't kill off the 60. So she was, I can't remember where she was, but I took her to Red Ridge just to do the couple of start, you know, the start quest, you know, kill the spiders, get the eyes, okay, kill the birds and that. And then I went over to Duskwood and did the Duskwood ones, and I got all the way through. I'm at Cemetery, Raven Hell.
Okay.
Cemetery. Yep. So I've just done some of the quests from there. But there was a couple, I was like, I'm pretty sure I should not do this quest. So I left her at 27. So I got 5 levels on her, which was cool. And and I didn't die. I didn't really even have any hairy moments. It was pretty good. The damage from the hunter and I've got a bear. And I really didn't have an issue. I think there was, might have been at one of the, with the ghosty spirits, at one of those farms, there might have been,
okay,
one of them, whichever one's got the ghosty spirits, and you've got to, supposed to click, the quest is, you know, you've got to release the spirit or something. And I was killing I was like,
nice,
running around killing the spirits. Yeah.
And well, at least you're getting XP for it, right? Click
this thing.
Yeah, but you're getting XP for it, so it's okay.
I was. So
it's not completely bad.
And I got some rares. There was a rare one that walked around there. And there was a rare. Yes, I got that one. And there was another. Oh, the unknown soldier. I got him. And so that was like 3,000 plus XP. Ooh. So it was like, yeah, those are always bonus.
Nice. Yeah. Those ones are always nice.
It was good. So, but Duskwood is very run back, do this, turn it back in, go do this one, come back. Like, there's a lot of little quests that you can clump together, but there's also those quests that it's like, okay, now I've done this, now I've got to go back to him. Okay, now he's going to give me this, I've got to go talk to that one over there. I'm like, oh, can you just give them all to me now? I was like, I gotta go back and forth. So I'm not sure if I'm gonna finish off Duskwood or if I'm just gonna go straight down to Stranglethorn. I might just go straight down to Northern Stranglethorn. I was like, Northern Stranglethorn.
Yeah. You're at the right level.
Yeah. Yeah. So I might do that. I'll have to wait and see how it feels when I get on her. But yeah, so that's all I did. I was gonna play the Bloodthirsty yesterday, but something happened. I can't remember. She's over in Desolus ready to go, and she hasn't died because I haven't played her. Yay! Other than that, that's
count.
Pretty much the Yeah,
that,
well, yes. Yeah,
so, no, it doesn't.
I logged on her. I
did
the
you?
Screen. There she was. And then I got distracted with going to get trivia questions and time walking badges. So I decided I would do that instead to get some XP on the 100. So, yes. And maybe get some time walking badges. So other than that, I'm happy I got 5 levels, and it was good. It was good questing through Duskwood again. It's been a little while, so yeah, I don't remember the
question. When you're going to dip your toe in the water then and get a bit of Outland out the way?
Yeah, I'm working up to it.
Come on, don't be scared. It's not that bad.
It's
not only the hardest part of the challenge.
Thanks. Thanks for that. I know I should suck it up, but Stone's just had a tragic death, and I'm still dealing with my death on my 60. So I'm...
What, you're still dealing with it?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I know. It's been a while. Well, it'll be over a year now.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I think I was doing it when... What was I flying around to get? I was flying around to get... what was that? Was it a bomb? Was it a fires?
No, I thought you were just trying to get P for exploring or something.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, it would be over here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll shake it off, Nisi. I know. I'll see how I feel today. I have to be... Thanks, Addison. I have to be awake. And I get very tired in the afternoon. So I need to make sure, I'm on my C game. Not even my A or my B, because that's not going to happen. But I need to at least be feeling quite good about it. So I promise I will log into her at some stage soon. So, but other than that, I'm happy. I did lots of other stuff. But yeah, no, all good. All good. I'm happy with where I'm getting. And I was happy with the Hunter. So I'm starting to feel a bit comfy with it. So that should be good now that, with all the changes and stuff. So we'll see how it goes. Stone, what have you been doing? Nothing? Okay, next.
News in the World of Warcraft. So I'm messing around with all the classes again. Like I said last week, it's going to be a mistake. That I'm probably going to die because of it. Warlocks, they suck, man. they suck.
They do not.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Listen, at level 3, they suck. Okay? So...
No, I'll tell you what sucks. Oh, Worgen suck. That's what sucks.
Yes.
Worgen starting area sucks.
Yeah. Funny you say that.
Oh, did you have problems?
So yeah, because before my record for youngest tune death, I guess, would be level 8, and he died to the Murlocs because I was being really dumb, and I just ran into a whole bunch of them and I died. This was early on, years and years ago. Now it's level 3 because Worgen campaign. Basically, there's one quest that you do that you have to go up to save Crowley, and that went fine. That's fine. And when I went back down to go clear out some of the court, you have to kill 5 of the bloodthirsty or blood crazed Worgen or something. I didn't have any help. And it just seemed all of a sudden, I had 1 on me, 2 on me, 3 on me. What's going on? And I wasn't even far in. I was actually on the line of the good guys. So I was there, and they were going for me. And I ran, so far away. Because I have to say it every time.
Thank you, because I was going to say it.
Just in case you needed a song to be caught in your head, Flock of Seagulls. Okay, so it wasn't far enough, so I died.
Your problem is because you. I agree with Mark. You rolled Worgen. What were you thinking?
Yeah. Well, it was random. It was just a random thing. So I just picked.
Okay,
it
okay, fine. To be do honest, another random.
Warlocks are class friendly. They're a class. Yeah. race-friendly class. Hmm. Same as Hunter. But walk and starting area, ugh.
I did notice
that if I was to roll, my Warlock's human, so I do like Goldshire and all that. It's very easy.
The mana regen though was horrible. I would kill something. Well, I would kill like two or three things, and then I'm sitting there and waiting for it to build back up. So I don't know. I rolled it new. No, not right away. I'm talking about low level. I don't trust my stream.
So what you're saying, I need to roll another Warlock to see what it's like again?
I don't know. Oh jeez.
My Warlock's demonology, and I really enjoy it. I really demonology on the Iron character.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
With the Fel Guard.
Ooh,
I would like.
It's a challenge. I like it.
I did re-roll it.
Don't go Void.
What's the character class? I'm just gonna quickly check. I have the games muted here, so we'll just see really quickly. I did re-roll, and we're not playing Overwatch. we're playing World of Warcraft here. Basically I was doing the 12th anniversary thing on all my tunes, and I basically got about 2 to 3 levels since last week, just by sitting there and doing nothing. So I re-rolled the Warlock, and it was a troll, and that went a little bit better. Now he's level 11, so it was okay. And we'll just quit that. And the other thing that I did this week was not iron related, but I did want to kind of mention a little bit that I played some Overwatch with another podcast called the Overplayed Cast. That's run by Wicked Ella. And of course, because I'm such a jerk, I can't remember who the other co-host is, because that's how I roll. I had fun getting my arse kicked all the time. It was great. We got Bloke in there, and one thing was that I kicked Bloke's arse, which is great, because that's always good. He seems to think otherwise, but no, I won. One of the reasons why I wanted to bring that up is that, you know, I've let my oldest son play Overwatch, because there's no blood. So I'm like, yeah, you can play. So, and what was really cool is that we played as a team, and it's pretty cool to be able to play games with him, like games that I really, really like, and he's playing them too. So he's getting to be that age where it's like, oh man, getting him to do all these things. Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was my week. I signed up for a new net provider because it was $13 a month cheaper with slightly better service. So if I'm not around, that's probably why, because I'm waiting for it to kick in. I'm still waiting for it. I've got two providers right now, so I'm paying double, I guess, for... Anyways.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I won't cancel the other one without this one going on, so.
Okay. Yeah.
But if something happens, well, you'll know why. That's pretty much it. So, let's go... Actually, before we move on, Marg, I have a question about your picture. Is that... Which tune is that? Is that your monk? Or is it your hunter?
No, that's my main.
Oh, that's your main character that you raid.
I'd be surprised if an iron looked as good as that.
I was gonna say, because like, dang, you look good. I was like, wow. it would be nice if we could transmog, but no.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Yeah, I Lita, I don't know if I like this. So Let's go into the into the news in the world of Warcraft.
Vita was right.
Yes, you're right.
Breaking now, news from the world of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
You're the best. Pilgrim's Bounty is ending. Pilgrim's Bounty is ending.
Yes.
Oh my god. It feels like it's 12 o'clock here. I'm tired. I didn't have a nap, so I and I know, Mark, I like, have you had a nap?
I have had a nap, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, got home about 12 in the afternoon, had a couple of hours.
Oh.
Nice.
Yes, please.
Well, the other half was out with the kids shopping. Sleepy nice. Time.
Oh, that was good.
Nice and quiet.
Yeah.
So Pilgrim's Bounty is ending. If you want to go do it, it's like free XP for that one quest, because the other quests, I think, in order for you to do one of the other quests, you have to either be a pacifist or you have to buy the stuff off the auction house. And there's one quest that you actually have to make it. So, I think the cranberry chutney you have to buy, or you could buy, and the other one you have to make it. Anyways, it's not a ton of XP, yeah. But you can. There is one quest that you are allowed to do pretty much on any tune, except Bloodthirsty. Well, you can do it on Bloodthirsty if you want. It just counts towards your total. That's going to finish on Tuesday. And the 12th anniversary thing is ending on Thursday. So that's a daily quest. I think it's giving about 30% of a level each time. Because the amount of XP will change based on how high you are, so, or how high.
I wasn't getting that much.
How high level? Oh, really? Okay. No. I've noticed
on the lower down. Yeah, it was a bit, but yeah. Not on the high levels. I think it was might have been 30,000 for something. So that was they were the hundreds. Well, like almost. I think the first one. Is like 30,000 or 40,000, and then when you do the trivia question, it's a bit lower. I did notice that. What was yours, Mark?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, on my level 60s, you get about 19k, which is, it's not a lot, considering how much you need for the level. So.
Yeah.
Madness of Mine said that you can't buy the auction house stuff, or you can't buy the stuff on the auction house because they are limited duration items. So, yeah, you can't do that. So, pretty much, if you're a pacifist, then you can go do it, but if you're not, you're kind of stuck to the one quest and it's not repeatable. So, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, the 12th anniversary stuff. I noticed on my low level tunes that I was doing. I do three quests and I get a level, roughly.
So, okay, that's all right.
You know, so I
was collecting more for the badges because I figured if I get some badges on some of my tunes that I might be able to buy. Like some bits and pieces instead of getting it all, expecting my warlock to get all of it. So okay. I did get three corgis. I was a little bit disappointed when I couldn't cage them.
I was hoping really? To cage it too, but
damn you, Blizzard!
Oh.
But
I was hoping to make some gold off it.
Yeah. Well, if you could cage them, you probably only get about 50 gold for them anyway. So everyone would be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, you can't cage them, so it's either destroy them. So I did buy three because I wanted to have three just in case if I need them for teams or stuff. And other than that, I'll just keep the time walking, the badges on the other tunes just in case if I need something. Be nice if they were BOA, though. Oh, that would be so good. I would so log into every single tune. I'd have enough to get them out.
That
would be cool. That's why they won't.
Yeah.
For when Burning Crusade comes back round, I've got enough for that mount.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know which mount I have. I've got the one that drops off of one of the bosses, and then I've got and then I bought one, and I don't know which of the two I bought.
Is it the horse or the dragon hawk?
I don't know. I just see, hey, I can buy it, learn, in the pile it goes.
Because there's a new one coming out, isn't there, for Mists?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Jade Dragon.
Yep. It'll be a dragon.
So, more badges.
More badges.
Mind you, I like the trivia questions. Some of those questions I really have to think about, and then I go, and get it wrong. But it's quite interesting to see, you know, what questions they give you with the trivia. I always like that. So, most of them I seem to get right. Some I'm like, I don't remember this one. So, I wish they did a permanent trivia thing somewhere in the game.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to keep
him. I think that would be cool.
Like, I wonder if they'll keep the guy there to purchase the items.
Do other things.
Well, I mean, to do other things, sure, but... Oh, you know what? They could be doing him for those extra special... What did he say?
The mini world event.
The mini world event things. Yeah, I wonder if they'll keep him there.
He could also be there, ready for when Mists one comes in. Time walking for Mists, because have you know different vendors. You've got the vendor in Ogrimmar up the top near where you go for the Catter portals, and you've got Shattrath has the vendor, and Northrend has the vendor in Dal?
Yes.
Dalaran? Old Dal, yep. not Dal, New Dal.
Right in the middle by the...
Then I suppose so I think they'll probably be in Shrine.
Well, either maybe. That or they'll put him beside the balloon, right? In Org or... Dorm wind.
Yeah.
Right. So
maybe.
So yeah. I'm doing chat duty. Duty. I said duty. Anyways.
Hang on. Skur says there is a perm trivia thing on Timeless Isle. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I know, but that's I've been through all those quests. I just like to have like a much broader thing that they could have. All of the, you know, all of the different trivia questions, like add 20 questions a month or something and increase it. That would be cool. I would do it.
So I think, so it's ending on Thursday. So you only have a few more days left. So if you want to get some free XP, go do it. It's free. It's free. Mm. It's not like you're gonna, it's not like it's tons and tons either, but still, it's good.
Well, it's a bonus. Any little bit helps. That's for certain.
Well, if you're around level 60, then it helps you get a little bit further forward. So when you go into Outland, you're a bit ahead.
Yeah,
that's Lita.
True.
Yeah, okay. Lita, you should do that and get your butt into Outland.
She is in Outland. She's sitting in.
Well, but whatever, no, you've got a player.
Alliance. She's there.
Old.
Old Outland, yeah. She's there. Somewhere. Anyway, I'll have a look at some stage. Let's go on to site news. What have we got for the site, Stone?
I'm going to be adding a graph page to show information on irons and all that stuff. I wanted to do it a while ago, but I couldn't find anything that was free. And then I finally found something called rGraph. If you've looked at the WoWChal Ninja's Twitter account, you'll probably have seen a couple screenshots just of how it looks. And really, it's just like the rough view of it. But it's going to be very wide. Like very wide, just because there's so much info, and I might have to put on a new page, which I don't like to do. Like, so, for instance, it would probably be a link where you click it, and then it opens up a completely new page. So, not built in, which I don't necessarily like, but it'll be good for the time being, and we'll see how it plays out with the new website design. But okay. Yeah, I. I found it, and as soon as I figured out how to get it to really work, I was like, ooh, I spent about 2 hours on it, and oh my goodness, it's fun. So, probably not for everybody, but for people that like to see bar charts and graphs and filter out certain things, it will be good. So, I can't remember what the old website had. I think it had something similar. It will be kind of like that, but I don't think exactly like it, where you can click on the actual graph and do things. It's going to be more form driven. Click on check boxes, hit submit, that kind of thing. Other than that, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, that sounds exciting. Stats and graphs is always fun. So I look forward to seeing what you do. So cool. All right. Yeah. It's that time of the week. It is State of the Challenges time. All right. So irons. I'm going to do irons. We have got, Iron Kappa died at 73. That's Rogueslayer.
Oh, is it?
No.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, she did lose her iron. Yep. And that was her highest.
Yeah. That was her highest. Yeah. Oh, okay. Ash's Toy died at 74. Wow. We're not having a good start this week.
Which Ash is that? Is that your Ash or our Ash?
I don't know.
It could be somebody else.
Ash's Toy. It might be Ash's. I don't know an Ash's, but... Oh, it could be... I don't know. Anyway, they died. Sorry about that. Never Died H hit 77. 8 hit 81. That's a good name. 68 hit 82. That's just weird.
Well, I think because I think they're counting how many times that they've tried the challenge.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good idea. Death by Crow, as he says.
Rogueser says that was our Ash. So he left the room to feed his real life cat, and a crow ate him.
No! Oh,
I don't mean to laugh, but it's funny. It's like, oh my goodness gracious. Wow. Like it's not, it's like, like of all the things, I don't know.
Yeah, that's,
Ash.
I have no words. That's, yeah. Okay, Geekster hit 93 and Never Died S hit 93. Peaches hit 96 and Lancey, which is Lisanne, hit 102. Awesome. And Fairy Owner hit 107. Woo!
Very nice.
Well, that's very nice. That's really good. Yeah, they recovered, but yeah, sorry about the Iron Kappa and Ash's Toys. Damn, guys, that's ouch. Anyway, Mog, can you do the Bloodthirsties for me, please?
Sure. Poison Soul got to 18. Blood Rager got to 19. Blood Leer got to 19. Soul Shield got to 20. Conjured Soul got to 22. Calexistia died at 23.
You read that Bloody better Din. Than I would have.
Man. Sorry?
You read that name way better than I would have. Good lord.
I've got to admit, I did practice.
Oh.
Practice? What's that?
Bloody Din died at 44.
Oh.
Cruel Madness got to 47.
Woo!
Soulbound got to 72. And Never Died Blood got to 93. Nearly there.
Oh, good job, everyone. We lost another two through there, but Cruel Madness and Soulbound. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. And Never Died a Machine. How many is that? One, two, three.
Yeah. Wait, where? Yeah, one.
One, two, in one this blood. Week's. Two irons and one Bloodthirsty.
What's his SH? Is his iron?
Shaman.
Yeah.
He's got a warlock as well. 77.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so pacifists, we have Joyful Vegan at level 39, Compassiona at level 40. Those are both rogue slayers. Nathani is level 43. Flower Child hits level 44. Dove hits level 48. That's Cruel Madness as well. Ferillion hits level 52. Huey Hamster hits level 54. And you know how we keep saying the ugly truth? Well, this week I decided let's translate it like sound for sound, like how you're supposed to pronounce it. So his name is Gola Yapravda, is level 63.
And listen
to this,
cool.
Well, yay. And that's a G, not an H, because I Google Translate said it was an H, but then when you go look it up, the character is actually is a hard G sound, so I don't know why Google Translate was doing that. Anyways, so Squirling, Inapt Iron hits level 65, and Latifolia hits level 68. Nice.
Wow. Good job. The pacifists did really well this week.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I was just wondering with the pacifists if anyone's going to try the, because I really can't see how they're going to do
110. Yeah, I don't know because the kills, right?
Honestly, a lot of the time, even on my main, on a lot of my characters, like you'll just be questing around. Well, obviously they're not questing or killing anything, but if you're near someone killing something, many of the time I'll go up to a body and it's glittering. It's got like a, it's shining, and I didn't even touch it.
Yeah,
but I've got loot on it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard for him.
Yeah.
Well, we've got two from Warlords, but I don't know if they're gonna try to do it up to the 110. I would think that they're gonna have to figure out something that's non Legion zone for sure. But even then, like they've got to keep it low pop realms. Or low pop zones, for sure. Just to make sure that they're not around when anybody starts to kill.
Yeah,
that's about the only way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, still they're doing awesome. So congratulations, just for doing pacifist again. Blows my mind what you guys are achieving on it. So awesome job. Commiserations to everyone we lost this week. Obviously, there is more than just what's reported here. Looking at the chat room, certain people in the chat room. Sorry if you've lost your tunes. But hey, this is another week. Here you go. I'm getting all pumped up for when I hop on my, my 60. Everyone, we can do this. We can do this. All right. That's my pep talk. That's it. Okay. Let's go on to chit chat. This is where people can ask us anything. Why? Did you want to do something else?
Nope. Go.
Good. So you can ask us anything about the challenges. Share your tips and tricks. Warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, and all those good things. So the first one we got from Twitter, which is I'm from Elizabeth on Twitter, which I don't know. Anyway.
1102.
Okay, that one?
Yes.
Probably a dumb question, but I'm paranoid. We can AH right. Hashtag sorry, I'm new. No sorry. Questions are always good. Some people don't realize what things you can and can't do. Things do change. So it's a good, it's good to refresh. So yes, you can auction house. I auction house my stuff when I need to see if I can get a little bit of gold on my toon. So I've got enough for riding and flying and, things like that. And buy those white items. So, yeah.
Green items go for a lot of money.
That's better to ask as well, just in case. I had one fellow was asking me. He actually sent me an email, but just some of the questions were things that we definitely have covered and wasn't really applicable to the show, but it was just more of a personal thing. So, yeah, I mean, if you have questions, let me know. And if you send it to the podcast one, I'll probably read it on the show. Or if you do it on Twitter, I'll probably read it on the show.
Maybe. Yeah. And don't forget, always keep an eye out for Duckman Fair. Duckman Fair time's always good for a new challenge it's coming soon, too. Which is next weekend, I think. But you can get yourself, you know, a little bit of gold by handing in the tickets. And it's not, I mean, it's not a huge amount, but when you're level, you know, low levels, geez, 10 gold can really help, especially if you're questing and struggling to get enough silver to buy, you know, upgrades on your gear from the vendors. So, you know, to have a bit of a buffer is always nice. And the bonus, you know, if you do sell a green piece for a couple of 100 gold or 1,000 gold.
Oh, man.
Bargain.
There's my writing right there. It's a writing skill. Boom. Done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
You get your bag as well from Dark Moon?
Yep.
But, yep. Yeah, 16 slot. Exactly. And always then you can go buy, you know, bigger 16 slots or whatever. You know, the gold can help have, you know, instead of running around with those eight slot bags, you could, you know, go and get some of the, I normally buy the Netherweave, the 16 slot. Mm-hmm. I don't buy anything bigger than that on my challenge tunes because normally I have to vendor them when I kill them off.
Yeah.
So yeah. And don't send your challenge tune gold. That's the other thing. You've got to make the money on the tune. So yes. But it's good because when they die, then I strip them off and send that gold to my bank. So my bank has got a little bit of gold. Not much, but a little bit to play with. So that's always good. All right. What did you want to mention from Madness?
Some chat stuff. And just seeing some more chat stuff. The ending sequence, so I think we're talking about the Worgen Zone. The ending sequence with the assault on the airship is always what turns me away. It's too glitchy. NPCs don't always grow the big orc, etc. And Nisi says, I won't do a Worgen for the challenge because I've had the quest to take back the city glitch on me and I've died on a normal tune because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll stay away from Worgens.
Yeah, I think, you know, if it comes up again, I don't think I'll do them just as far as that goes. But if it's like a normal
tune. It's why you don't really see many Worgens. Yeah. I mean, you'll probably see that on your graph. If you can know it,
actually,
you'll see the amount of Worgens there, and there probably won't be a lot.
Let me see here. Just Worgen. There are 708 Worgen Ironmen, which is not the lowest.
The highest.
The highest is Nidelph. The absolute lowest is 257 goblins. And then the second lowest is 559 gnomes, 594 pandas, and then Worgen is fourth lowest. I'm surprised.
We didn't mention Double Agent. Sorry, just give me a sec. Double Agent hit the panda. That hit 110 in staying in the herbing in the starting area this week, too, which kind of was like, wow. I can't remember who tweeted that out, but I was like, wow.
I saw it on Icy.
How much herbing was that? That must have been a lot of herbing because you wouldn't have been getting a lot of XP.
I mean, it's too bad that he had those couple kills because then you could put him as you could technically put him as a pacifist, right? So, but he did kill things early on just to get leveled up, right? So it's like, dang it.
Did they die though?
I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing too, is that you don't know if they've died too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, besides that, I mean, it's like, I definitely would not have the patience to do that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Going back to the graph of the four best played races, there's one thing they all have in common, those four races, the gnomes, the goblins, the worgens, and the pandarans, is they all have a relatively new starting area.
They're confined too, isn't it? Like you've got to get through that starting zone to get out of the starting zone. They have a new starting area. Oh, except for gnomes,
out of the norm. Well, gnomes have their own starting area now, don't they?
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people just don't like gnomes. Poor Marcona.
Well, punching gnomes is good. Yeah, but it's still I'm not a fan of doing the zones for that you're confined to get through. I think they fixed that bug with the stuff in the mailbox. Did they fix that?
That I don't know.
Yeah, that used to annoy me about Pandarans.
Mm.
Like you'd start one and go, actually, no.
So I don't know if you can.
You can't delete them. You have to play them through.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can really see it here, but yeah, this is what I've got right now. I've just threw it up on the page or on the screen, and you're going to be able to filter out by a bunch of stuff, and this is really the rough view. Just want to make sure it works, and then eventually by classes, so the least played classes, not counting Death Knights, because I think so. 918 is the monk. Really? So monks are the least played class? Really? And shaman is 920. Very close. Priest 927. So, actually, that's funny that the priest is not as well played. Or not, yeah. Anyway, so this will be up eventually one day. Hopefully this week. Yeah, cool. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I think with the priest, it's because it's very grindy.
Well, I'm on a priest right now, and I was leveling one up the other contest, and it was so good. I liked it. I felt very, very strong. So
yeah, especially now you got specs.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh yeah.
They're probably the least likely to die.
So the other stuff, Roguester says, rest in peace, sorry Margo and Azzy, but these can be claimed at the guild office. We'll hold it for 3 days and then off to the Dormwind cemetery.
Thanks.
Well, you're gonna have to fly my body over, so.
Oh jeez.
I'm in Britain, so
We did have some chatter with Zort saying Nisi's 20,000 bloods on the list. And Nisi goes, well, so Poison Soul, Soul Shield, Conjure Soul, and Soulbound, those are all hers. And then she makes a comment that's kind of got me a little bit cheesed off. She says, I actually got 2 whelp pets to drop grinding that I sold for a bit of money. And I'm like,
no.
There's one whelpling that I refuse to buy. I refuse to buy it, and it's the one that drops in the wetlands, and it's the red crimson one. the red one.
Crimson.
Red one. Yeah.
It will not drop. It will not drop.
Like, yes, it will. I've had 2 drop over there. Sorry, 2 that I sold for quite a bit of gold.
Flip tables.
Going back in the day, used to go for about 50k.
I think I sold them for
back
about
in the 40. Day in Wrath, they were going for about 50k back then, and that's a lot of money back then.
So
yes, certainly was.
Yeah.
Keep grinding, Stone. Keep grinding.
Is there anything?
But, I mean, no, there was something. Hang on, did you mention Madness said back here, woolies and sentinel breeches, skimpy cloth and leather pants, lots of coin. Woolies drop from 10 to 20 zone, sentinel pants in 30 to 40, good income on low turn. So talking about, selling the green items and that. And certainly if you pick up something like that and go back to your main city, and if you've got enough, you know, got enough gold that you can put some stuff up on the auction house, and even if you get something really, really good and you're not going to sell it for like 10,000 gold, even if you sell it for a couple of thousand gold, well, it's a couple of, you know, it's more than you had to start with. Sure. So, you know, I try and get rid of as much as I can. When I excessively get a lot of stuff, if I'm questing for a long time on my turn, then a lot of the greens I might send through to my bank turn and just keep a few, you know, that I think, okay, well, I'll put these ones up on the auction house and see if I can get a little bit more gold on my, you know, on my iron. But, yeah. So we now know why Stone told Lita to fly low. Thanks, Azzy. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it is that zone too, Azzy. That's exactly right. Oh, Stone.
Hi.
That's it. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go grind some whelplings.
Okay, I don't want to keep this poor guy, poor dude up.
I mean, Mark's been I up feel for ages, yeah.
This is, you know, because we've had Tuli on, which she's an hour later as well, so, I'm trying to be mindful here. So, our next show is Saturday, December the 3rd, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, or whatever time it is. And Sunday, December the 4th, 10 a.m. Queensland Time, 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, and 1 a.m. Central European Time. And we will be joined by Shoral. We finally got her on because she's been busy, busy, busy. And Marg, thank you again for coming on. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Mark. We really appreciate it because, yes, you've had a really big day, and staying up super, super early in the morning for you is great. So can you just let everyone know, where can they find you if they want to get in contact with you?
Just on Twitter, really. MargFun1981.
Yep.
It's on no the worries. Screen there.
Thank you. It is. And I'll have we'll have a link up on the show notes anyway if people aren't sure. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you. And good luck this week with your raiding. Hope everything goes well. And also with your irons. I hope you have a successful week this week with your...
When the expansion dies down a bit, I'm sure I'll get some time to do some.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Okay. Stone.
So, just want to say thank you to everybody that supports us through Patreon. Any little bit helps, and we do keep a list of folks that are supporting currently on the supporters page. Thank you again. Little bit helps is great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. It does, which is awesome. And I'm sure we'll have some exciting things coming up, which we will talk about another time. Not yet.
In December. It's not December yet.
Did I say Christmas is coming?
Nope.
Did I say Christmas is coming? Anyway. Yeah. Santa Claus is... Anyway, the WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can send us an email or contact us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We are on Facebook because... we do that, which is awesome.
Okay.
Which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can check out the video, especially of when Stone pulls that face of what is Lita doing, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges. One. That is the number one after WoW Challenges.
Yeah.
We are live on Twitch every week. Which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Wow. You can find me on Twitter at wowchallenges, as well as a podcast called Adventures in Azeroth. Wah wah.
Michelle, the one.
Oh, okay. Things are happening downstairs in the basement. Anyways, so yeah, I do have another Twitter account that I'm just keeping non-irony stuff, like Overwatch and WoW, but not Iron WoW. So it's not like
just a personal, his washing just account.
A washing account.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea what you guys do over there. Anyways, yeah, it's at STONEGRASP at Don't Grasp. That's my original character name. So I decided, yeah, I could take it, and I took it. It's mine now. Baha. Cool.
Nice.
Baha.
Excellent. All right. Well, if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter, which is at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And you can check out my other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Ventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia podcast. Don't forget, Mark Conan is awesome. And you can check him out because he does our intro. And we love that. We were talking about it this before the show, and yeah, we both said,
yeah,
that intro time makes us smile. It makes us really happy. We love that intro.
Yep.
Don't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
It's very, very. So Mark Conan, if you want to know where he is on Twitter, and he is at Mark Conan. Wow. Other than that, that's it. That's the show.
Yep.
Mark, you've got to pick a title.
Wait, hold on. Not yet. Jeez. I have show notes for a reason, Lita. Come on. Oh, boy.
Show notes. Very nice.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Mark. And thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. And if you have questions for him, chat him up on Twitter. He's there.
Yeah.
So I will see you all next time if I remember how to shut a show down. There we go. Okay, bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.